Sharing a word the Lord gave me today that was pretty powerful, and I will read it. Here goes. The Lord says, "These people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is made up of many rules taught by men. Therefore, once more, I will astound these people with wonder upon wonder. The wisdom of the wise will perish. The intelligence of the intelligent will vanish. Woe to those who go to great depths to hide their plans from the Lord, who do their work in darkness and think, 'Who sees us? Who will know?' You turn things upside down as if the potter were thought to be like the clay. Shall what is formed say to him who formed it, 'He did not make me'? Can the pot say of the potter, 'He knows nothing'? In a very short time will not Lebanon be turned into a fertile field, and the fertile field seem like a forest? In that day the deaf will hear the words of the scroll, and out of gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind will see. Once more the humble will rejoice in the Lord, the needy will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel, the ruthless will vanish, the mockers will disappear, and all who have an eye for evil will be cut down. Those with the word make a man out to be guilty, who ensnare the defender in court, and with false testimony deprive the innocent of justice. Therefore, this is what the Lord, who redeemed Abraham, says to the house of Jacob. No longer will Jacob be ashamed. No longer will their faces grow pale. When they see among them their children, the work of my hands, they will keep my name holy. They will acknowledge the holiness of the Holy One of Jacob and will stand in awe of the God of Israel. Those who are wayward in spirit will gain understanding. Those who complain will accept instruction. Okay, so that's the word. This is in Isaiah 29:13 through 24. I also wanted to just share some things that are going on. Let's see, so much is going on, really. It's hard to keep up, but I've been having a lot of dreams, prophetic dreams, and the ones that have really struck me hardest in my spirit is the ones about the microchip and just how close we are to this very chip technology. And I wanted to just share some facts that are extremely fascinating to me. So this very chip, Obama is trying to push this to be fully implemented in 2017, and he wants it to be $10 per month per American. But the thing is, there is a news article that by 2015, you'll be able to swipe your hand and go. So that's by next year. So, you know, they have these EMV readers, and they're saying that they're going to have these chips on the back of credit cards. But if you notice, you can go into certain places, and you're already able to just, you know, put your fingerprint down, and you're scanned into the system. So the technology is already here. So Visa kicks open door for smart cards pushing the chip. So Visa is pretty much behind it. And, you know, of course, the benefits of this are identity, authentic identification, contactless smart card, multiple banking credits, for your driver's license, health reasons, transportation reasons. So all they need to do is condition people to put this in their body. So everything's here. Another thing is CDC issues highest level alert amid Ebola outbreak. You know, they're continuing to talk about Ebola. I just scanned through that. It doesn't really mean much to me. Even though it is serious disease, we know our government is behind that. And Barack Obama states Israel's most dangerous enemy. In the final analysis, he may be seizing on Israel bashing as a way to distract from his failures and resurrect his reputation as a good man. No more callous behavior toward dead or dying veterans. No more endless lies about Obamacare. No more blindness as ISIS runs roughshod over Syria and Iraq or Libya. Turns into a giant Islamic nightmare, not to mention armies of illegal immigrants streaming over our borders in numbers no one could conceivably count and with missions no one could possibly guess. No, it's all Israel's fault. See how the Jews overreact, killing all those innocent Arab children. So, from Obama. Okay. Let's see. I also had some other things that I wanted to just quickly go over. So tonight, the USA bombs ISIS in Iraq. USA airdrops aid to stranded Yazidis in the mountains and also bombed two targets of ISIS. And then, you know, this year, Nanny and New World Order schools will monitor all of your kids' social media sites, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. So that's, you know, the new thing. They're looking for keywords such as, like, bombing or stuff like that. And, you know, you can be expelled, suspended, whatever they want, however they feel monitoring your child. Let's see, what else did I want to go over? Okay, so a couple more things. Hamas military wing says it's ready for the next round of fighting with Israel. After a month of fighting Israel, masked members of the Hamas military wing in Gaza gave the Qatar-based satellite network of Al Jazeera an exclusive look at how they are preparing for a new round of warfare. Operatives of the is a Dean Al-Qassam Brigades gave Algeria a glimpse of tunnels and rocket launchers that could conceal in concrete bunkers. While heavy rains probably won't do much good in drought-stricken California, usually much of California is dry except for the rainy season in the winter. For the most part, it's been a summer of record drought and heat. But this week, firefighters battling wildfires near Sacramento have enjoyed a few moments of respite as the rain has come down. In his 27 years of fighting fires, Mr. Bent said, he has never seen weather like this. I have fruit trees, and in January they were budding without any rainfall throughout the entire winter, he said. Now he adds, we've got these heavy rains that we don't usually get in August. Okay, then John Bolton said the world's descending into chaos under Obama. Former ambassador of the UN, John Bolton, declared that under the president's ineffective leadership, the world's descending into chaos, and if America continues to pull back internationally, you're going to have an anarchy increasing. Also, the U.S. to spend up to $550 million on African Rapid Response Forces. The U.S. announced on Wednesday plans to spend $110 million a year over the next 3 to 5 years to help African nations develop peacekeeping forces that can be rapidly deployed to head off militant threats and other crises. It goes on and on. We've also had, you know, these increases in earthquakes and such activities like that. Before I let callers on the line, I did want to just kind of reiterate some things that have been happening to me personally. You know, every day that I wake up here, I am absolutely shocked and blessed at the same time. I'm starting to realize how merciful God is even more, and it really does astound me. You know, God told me, in October of last year, I had a vision, and I heard thousands of angels saying, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, so loud, so clear, and, you know, that I'll never forget that moment. I'm not the same after that. The Lord truly is coming now, and I believe, like all of us, it's becoming just hard to function knowing, you know, the truth, and God's given us so much revelation and downloaded so much information onto us that it is hard to even pretend like we are part of this society and all that. But God really has been quiet. Certain days, he's just super quiet. But he has continued to give me signs here and there, and what he's been doing with me lately is really just been speaking through other people, and just the confirmations I get from other people's words and stuff like that's really encouraging and exciting. But this whole bird disappearing thing, you know, it definitely takes faith to believe it, and it definitely is, you know, if you believe in the rapture at all, surely you can believe a bird can disappear, you know. Wanted to just, you know, remind everyone that this is the season of the rapture. You know, people that don't listen to our radio show, that don't understand, they say, well, you've been saying that, you know, you've been saying it's 2013 and it didn't happen, whatever. Well, we stand firm on what God told little prophet John. God fell on him. It was miraculous. We have so many things, you know, Kevin. What a blessing it is to even know this story. And that's really what our church was founded on, you know, God falling on this little kid. And along the way, he chose to tell us in different ways how he's coming. And right now I'm going to allow the callers on the line. 626, I don't know if that's Leah, 818-614-9776.
Hey, guys. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
Hey. Hey guys, so just, yeah, y'all feel free to share, talk, whatever.
Okay. Oh boy.
So who do we have again? We have Tana, Leah. Who's 6'4"?
Hi, sweeties.
That's our Prince's daughter, I think.
Sorry, I have to mute someone because this voice. So yeah, how are y'all doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Okay, I had something interesting today, and Keith interpreted it for me. So if you guys want me to share that with you,
go for it.
Yeah, okay. I'm just gonna read it off as I wrote it down. I had shared it with a few people. It said I was up early. I was tired. I took my granddaughter at 6:40. I came back. I had to take Geraldine to the doctor's. I was still tired. So Jesus knew I was tired. So when we got to Dover and her doctor's, I waited in the car, and I didn't go with her up to the doctor's because I have the knee and the back problem. Well, that's okay. Then near the tracks, I see the tracks and the lights. The railroad the red lights, and it's usually very quiet. Not today. I was tired. I was going to take a little nap in the car. The trains came through blasting their horns. The trucks were screwing brakes, backing up with the beeping. It was just noise all over the place with the train horns. I mean, I'm like 6 yards away from the tracks where I'm parked, you know. And I was never like that. And I couldn't sleep or do anything. So after that, though, this is the strangest thing that happened, the train noise and everything. Okay. We had to go to another place. I had to drop off her medical scripts. Okay, all right. A man walks by in a flowered tropical shirt. Well, I didn't think too much of that. I thought of Hawaii. And then another one walks by my car, tropical shirt. And then another one in the same kind of shirt walks by. And then I go to the post office, and the next man I see, four men in a row, have on these tropical shirts, well, like you wear in Hawaii, okay? So I'm thinking, well, maybe he's reminding me to pray for Hawaii or anything. You know, Hawaii, because they're really going to get creamed with the storm and everything. So I told Keith about it. And this is good. You're going to love this. He says, wow, you're doing so much on so little energy, because I was so tired. But he said, the train horn was a message that it's blowing now as we are going up anytime soon. And the shirts were a sign of you and all of us seeing paradise soon. They used to talk about these print shirts as Prince of Paradise. He says, cool stuff, thanks for sharing. So that's what happened this morning. It was crazy. But
wow.
But who would see four men? Those are the only four men I saw, all walking or getting out of their cars, and they had the Hawaiian shirts on. I mean, is that weird or what?
Wow.
Yes, definitely. Totally weird. Totally weird.
Yeah, those shirts are always about paradise. When people, that's what they used to refer them, shirts of paradise. They used to sell those things a lot.
That was
clear
a great
message,
interpretation, because
you know.
I wasn't really sure what he was telling me, you know, with the trains never go by there, hardly ever. It's so quiet when
wow.
I wait for her. He wasn't going
to
let me
making
sleep.
All this noise is like, to me it was like, I was hearing like the trumpet going off. And
you know
it's
how
already
you know
off,
how it
you know,
sounds.
Not,
you know how a horn
mm-hmm.
sounds on a train.
Yeah.
It's loud, and not one but two. You know, and what and the one was in the middle of the tracks, and all the cars couldn't go. And then it backed up into the station, like maybe it forgot something. It was so funny.
Yeah.
It didn't come by again. But then another one came. Oh, it was so weird.
Wow.
With the guys with the shirts. All I could think of is that he was asking me to pray for Hawaii because they're really going to get a hit, you know. But I wasn't sure. I just wasn't sure. I was guessing until you said that. And that makes great sense. You know, that was a great interpretation. I'm glad somebody told me what I was going through.
Trumpets down, and then you're being told paradise, you know. So.
Yeah. I mean, I thought I was losing my mind. I'm like, how could there be four men walking around with this almost the same shirts on? Totally unrelated incidents. Totally unrelated. Jesus is some.
Well, who is 914? Who is 914?
I don't know.
914?
That's Joe or Stacy.
Is it Joe?
Hello?
Yeah, it's me. I'm sorry.
Oh, hi, Joe.
Hi, everybody.
Hey. I wrote your number down, wrong, Joe. I don't know what I was thinking.
Good job, Katie.
Yeah, I wrote 5914. Like, I'm hearing things.
Oh, wow.
It's more of a country code than an area code, but all right.
Well, do y'all want to listen to a song? Or what do y'all want to do? Because I can do whatever y'all want.
Whatever you
want to
do. I'll read something later on from Behold I Come, but I can read that later on, you know.
What is... What, Jeff?
I was going to say, yeah, if there's nothing, yeah, run a song, let everyone gather their thoughts.
Sure.
Come back and have a chin wag.
Okie doke. Y'all ready?
Without the soul for getting down, must stand and face 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Okay, so that was very entertaining. We have Chris that is saying, sorry, I'm not trying to play that. Stop. Okay, I have Chris in the chat room. Saying, what did he say? He said, I was trying to get spirit-filled, and now we're listening to Michael Jackson about zombies. There goes my spirit flow.
Zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Who's in chat?
814. I hope the chat's open, because I can't pull it up anymore.
It's Chris. Can you hear me?
Oh, hi, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. I'm sitting here, I'm speaking in tongues, I'm praying with Perry Stone in his live prayer room, and I'm like, yes, I got overtime, I can call, I just got out of work, I can call in, and I call in, and there's Michael Jackson playing. I'm like, what?
Surprise, surprise.
That's what you get when you have Katie host.
It's funny what's been categorized as worship music. I mean, again, I listen to these whiny, again, I mean, I know you guys love this music, I'm not trying to diss, but like these whiny worship songs, like, and that's just not my thing, you know. The Lord likes all kinds of music.
Mm-hmm.
And we've kind of decided, most people have decided to just put him into this little box that, like, oh, he only likes gospel or this and that. Well, he told me otherwise.
No, I listen to all kinds of music, but I was just sitting there, and I'm like, Michael Jackson. And I just had flashbacks of when I was a teenager watching his, you know, zombie video, zombies marching down the street.
That's about what,
well,
you know,
there goes my first time.
Oh, dear.
I got in all kinds of music. People are amazed at how at the music I can find God in.
Mm-hmm.
Never tried Michael Jackson.
We Are the World, is that the other one? I love the whale song, Willie, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
Mhm. Hey, guys, if y'all don't mind, do y'all mind, can we just, like, say a prayer? Because I'm just kind of not being attacked, but there's just things that keep popping up on this blog talk, and it's, like, very demonic and wrong, and
rebuke it.
It's making me sick to my stomach, so.
Well, pray for those ones. Pray for them. Maybe you're the only one who's going to pray for them. So use it that way, that say, I'm praying for these souls because maybe no one else is. No matter how bad it is, that's what you do with it. You just turn it around, pray for it. You rebuke it, and you pray for them.
Yeah, and they're drawn there for a reason, and that reason scares them so much that they need to act out to
mm-hmm.
feel less weird to
no,
themselves
it's
about
just like an ad.
Listening
it's
to
an
us.
Ad.
I know what you're talking about, Katie. I get them all the time. They drive me crazy. You want me to pray?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Lord, we come to you today asking for help with just keeping some of the temptations that the world and the enemy tries to throw in our faces while we're trying to fellowship. I ask you to, I rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus to just cleanse our time with you so we can spend our time that we try to dedicate to you, with you, uninterrupted, unhindered from the enemy's attacks. Lord, these chat posts, they pop up constantly. They invite us to all kinds of disgusting chats. I don't know where they get their information from or how they evo us. They think we're involved with this stuff, Lord. But please, block these in the name of Jesus, Lord. They're rebuked in the name of Jesus. He is bound. And this is our time. This is our time with you. This is your time, Lord. This is our time that we dedicate to you, that we want to fellowship with each other and converse about the Almighty God that we love and serve. And we do not want interrupted by enemy attacks and just... I rebuked them in the name of Jesus. Said they're gone. No more. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We agree.
Protect
us all with your precious blood. Yeah.
Anyone want to share any dreams? Anything?
I just have the Julie messages. The one.
Can you hear me, Stacy? Or Katie?
Yeah.
You can?
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
You know, I just want to say that I really loved your words today, and I especially like the one about the school, you know, and, you know, we just don't realize how much we're being programmed.
Mm.
But last night I had a dream, and it was all about the school. It was kind of like a, you know, like detective or spy thing where I was like uncovering layer after layer of corruption and coercion, and just how the schools were so purposefully trying to influence the children, and the just the corruption in the layers that there was. So it's pretty significant.
Michelle, if you want some confirmation,
we've turned a blind eye to it.
If you want some confirmation on that dream, this is amazing that you said that, because I was I go to the live prayer rooms, the Paystones live prayer rooms, and tonight his entire prayer was about the entire night was dedicated to prayer for protecting children in public schools and the corruption that's going on in the schools and the attacks and the violence and, you know, just the even the teachings that they're, you know, giving are so Satanistic almost, you know. It's been ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that was what he dedicated to the entire prayer night was for that.
Yeah, I feel like the demonic activity in a school is just far greater than in the general population. They're definitely under attack. So.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that was a great word, Katie. Really loved it. So thanks for doing it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I love when he does that kind of stuff.
And did you guys all get Gwendolyn Rix's word today to just pray for the genocide that ISIS is doing over there?
Right.
And
no,
30,000 people. They're doing a mass genocide on the Christians in Iraq. ISIS is. And there's more than 30,000 families, I guess, at the moment, stranded on a mountain, and hundreds of children have died of thirst already.
Oh, wow.
And they're just like lining them up and shooting them, basically, cold blood. So...
Wow.
It's a really mass genocide over there. So, yeah, we should pray for them.
Wow.
Right, I'll pray now. Dear Lord, we just lift them and their families up, God. We pray for protection. We send your angels, Lord, to protect the children. And, God, we know that your will be done, Lord. And we just thank you that your will is being carried out. And we trust you, God. And we pray that you come very quickly and soon, and we love you, God. Amen.
And just another tip that I found interesting that Zabag Missy shared on Facebook chat was she was saying that the significant event on the 9th of Av was that Obama signed the executive order, I believe, to detain those with respiratory illnesses. So I could be wrong about that, but there was some major executive order that Obama signed.
You're right.
And I think
about
that
the
was
mm-hmm.
Quarantine?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, that's a pretty significant event, you know, a significant event for that day, so.
Wow.
Wow.
So, what's everyone, like, thinking? Like, what's going on in your mind? Are you all still shocked we're here? Because I know I am. I'm just, I can't believe it. I can't. But where are y'all? So much
going on. It's just every day. It's just more and more and more. It's like, wow, just wow.
Well, I had a dream, and I was raptured from my grandmother's lawn in Wisconsin, and I'm going to be in Wisconsin the next 3 days. So.
Wow.
That's exciting.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. That's cool. That's really cool. Hopefully that'll come true. That sounds great.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I'm shocked we're here too. Every day I wake up, I'm always talking to the Lord about it. I said that, you know, there's so much stuff going on. There's no point.
Mm-hmm.
The tribulation has to start. Things have to happen. You know, we're already in the red blood moons. There's no reason why we should still be here. I mean, the time, you know, there's going to be revival in the tribulation. It's time for us to go. It'll be just really interesting to see. I'm always watching the events because events are really the time clock. It'll be really interesting to see what happens with Israel and Hamas, if Hamas really decides to go forward with the ceasefire and, you know, start firing away.
They just rejected
it. What'd they say?
Hamas just rejected the ceasefire an hour ago.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, thanks for telling me that. So that
they had conditions.
They
had a bunch of conditions by 7:59, and if they weren't met, they were just going at it again, and
wow,
they're not met.
Yeah. It's kind of a good sign. We really kind of don't want a ceasefire, because if we get a ceasefire, it's going to be like the same war that's been going on for 5,000 years with them and Hamas, and nothing changes. And this is a red blood moon war. This is different. This is not one of those regular wars. This is a red blood moon war. So I have that's why I kind of felt like it definitely would not stop no matter what. Go ahead.
This is what's disgusting me about this war, about what's been going on right now, is every time I get push notifications from CNN, and I get it from, you know, ABC News, and but also I get it from Jewish News and Behold Israel, and, you know, Israel, I get the truth on both sides from, you know, the Israeli news channels, but I get these notifications about CNN. They're doing videotapes of the Muslim graves all over, you know, and they're like, oh, making it look like Gaza has been getting bombed forever, and they're all these bodies piling up, and they're, you know, mass body graves and everything. And they not once have said anything about the 2,000 years of, you know, of rocket fire and all the dead Jewish people that they've put up with just to appease the world, you know, and just dealt with it, took it on the chin for years just to keep the world happy, you know, and it's just disgusting. You know, it really blows my mind how one-sided the news is about it.
Sign of the time.
Sorry, I had to vent that. That was bugging me.
Yeah, and usually you can barely find them. And Yahoo, it's mostly about the celebrities. There's very little going on about the world stuff. It's just crazy.
Well, then now they're putting up about the world stuff, but it's all about how the Muslims are suffering and blah, blah, blah. They didn't say anything about the Christian nurse that was kidnapped, you know, and drug from one country to another, gang raped by 6 men. And 6 Muslim men, and then brought back and dumped in her inner country. You know, they took her to Libya and then drove her home and then dumped her back in her country. Yeah, but they don't put that on CNN.
No, there's a lot they won't tell you. We have to go to Drudge or something like that.
Well, it was on RT. I found it on RT.
Okay. Internet.
No, RT is news.
Okay.
It's a news channel, but it's like, I think it's from Britain or England.
I don't know.
Well, guys, I hope the chat can work. I'm not able to see Joe. Can you check? Joe? Oh, well.
I can't.
I hope it is.
Sorry, what's up? Hey, do you want me to boot up chat?
Yeah, I thought it was working, but it stopped working on my iPad, so I don't know.
It's going to be 1 minute. I've got to boot my laptop and log in. It'll be like 3 minutes.
Okay. So...
And ISIS, I think ISIS got a hold of that dam, too, and overtook it.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's really bad because they can actually flood. They've been flooding certain areas and wiping out crops, and they also can use it to kill people, too, by flooding the city. So they have a lot of control for having those dams.
Right. It's a mess. It's getting worse.
Well, this is a big mess.
I just keep reminding myself that things must come to pass. I just think about how much God has protected all of us, you know, while all these people are just being overrun, you know.
Yeah.
This woman that was taken from the Philippines, in the article that they posted about it, not only was she taken, you know, from the Philippines, drugged to Libya and gang raped and then brought back and dumped on the street, but her husband was killed by Muslims just for being a Christian 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just ridiculous. And they beheaded him. You know, they took him, beheaded him, and then waited months and came back and got his wife. And she's just a Filipino nurse.
Mm. Evil
run
rampant. Satan run rampant on the world. He knows his time is short. He's going to do everything he can to just cause as much havoc and hardship and suffering as he can to get back at God and to get back at us.
That's it as we are. Thank you, Lord.
How's Joe doing?
Well, Judy was hopefully to call in today, but I guess, you know, she's not feeling so well, so we need to pray for her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
317?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, Jerry.
It's Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, hi.
Jerry, oh, good.
Here I are. Yeah.
Wait.
So, how's it going, guys?
Joe's trying to get chat running up.
Yeah, well, chat's going. There's just no moderator.
Okay.
Joe's trying to get it up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in 1 second. I'm just doing my password.
Oh, that's okay. Whatever.
Yeah, okay. So, I had an interesting experience. I've mentioned before, I think, that on my phone, you know, my little signal that I get a text is just a chime sound. And I've had several times now where when it's really quiet, like overnight, I'll hear that chime sound and I'll look at my phone and there's no text. And it's happened several times. And I know it's the Lord. In fact, He's even getting sort of... I don't know, more refined about it, because he's to the point now where I hear it more, that it's quieter than the sound my phone makes, but it's the same sound.
Wow.
And so, and this has been going on on and off for a couple of months or more. And last night, a lot of us have gotten times from the Lord, like when we're going to poof, and you know, I think Judy and little John had 11:58, and And then he told me sort of 2 o'clock, but then he didn't say sort of, but then he gave me a very specific number, 158, which I was not looking for. I mean, he just, mm-hmm. it was part of another thing. And so last night, everything was really quiet, and I heard that sound, and I looked over at the phone, and it wasn't lit up, so I knew that it was the same thing, right? I picked the phone up, and I pushed the button on it just to double check, and it was 158.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Then,
I'm telling you something.
Then today, I got up early and I did a bunch of running around and did some things. Then I laid down in the middle of the day, mm-hmm. and I wasn't asleep or anything, but the phone was kind of nearby, but I was turned away from it, and I heard the sound again. So I rolled over and I looked at the phone. It wasn't lit up, so I just didn't even bother picking it up, right? I rolled back over. And then, like, a minute or two later, I heard it again. Like, I'm going to ignore that. And then almost right away, faster than it does a repeat, you know, because if you don't answer a text, sometimes it'll repeat, you know, chime again.
Mm-hmm.
Faster than that delay, it did it a third time. I'm like, oh, somebody maybe is trying to. So I roll back over, phone's not lit up, I push the button, and the time on the phone is 11:58.
Yeah, wow, there you go. There you go.
Wow.
So he was definitely, and there were no texts, none, in all of that.
He dials people for me. He dials people for me. I don't even touch the phone, and he just takes over. And he's done that with the computer. He'll just put things on and whatever songs. I didn't do a thing. And he does this, guys. He does this.
You're right about
that. You have
that.
A ghost in the phone, but it's him. I kid you not. I kid you not.
Oh, he's blocked people in my phone. He's done.
No. He'll take over that phone. He sure will. Oh, my gosh. It's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, my. He just gets hold of people that he wants me to talk to, and the phone will just do the thing itself, and I don't touch it. And there's the person, you know. Or I've called the person, and I didn't touch the phone.
Wow.
Sometimes you got to give him a look like, Oh, Lord, what are you doing?
Yep.
It's funny.
So I just... I don't know what to make of all of that, but he's definitely, you know, this is like an increased thing. I mean, I've never even though I've known it's been him doing that,
mm-hmm.
I've never even paid attention to what time it was. But last night, when I looked at it, it was like somehow I looked at the top of the phone instead of where the message would show up automatically.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. Anyway, so
yeah.
There's... Yeah, some kind of urgency. I don't know. Somebody tell me.
I looked at my calendar today. I mean, I just and just even before I put it on, it's got 21 right in the corner. 21. Why does it have the number 21 right in the corner? No other number, just 21. I mean, weird. Twice.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Today. Yeah.
Well, I'll
yeah.
tell y'all. I've said this to a lot of people, but this phone isn't mine. It's a friend of mine. Their old phone, so like all this random stuff, like all these random songs will like play randomly at random times, and I used to think it was like me that set an alarm and I just didn't know it, but now looking back, you know, I've had this song that will randomly just come on. It says, I've got my ticket for the long way round to buy the whiskey for the way, and I sure would like some sweet company. I'm leaving tomorrow, what do you say? When I'm gone,
mm-hmm.
when I'm gone, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. You're going to miss me by my hair. You're going to miss me everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. And it just plays over and over again. And
mm-hmm.
it's not an alarm. It's just this random song that will pop up on my phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
wow.
it's
oh,
crazy.
Yeah.
It does it all the time. I'm like, wow.
Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club.
So, Has anybody had more 17 things come up?
Mm-mm. Yeah, now that you say that, Jerry, I keep seeing 17. Joe mentioned it to me the other day, and I've seen it like 5 times. Just
wow.
Up.
Carol said something on 17.
So
did anybody get her email?
Yeah, I did. I just got around just right now to looking this up, but the numeric, this is kind of wild too, but anyway, the numeric, the number value of 17, the first time a word of that value shows up using the Hebraic number, gematria or whatever, mm-hmm. shows up in the first occurrence, which is always one of the significant things you look at, is in Genesis 1:4, it's the word that's translated good, but the verse is Genesis 1:4, and God saw the light, and that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And so since we're looking for a division, I thought that was pretty cool. The other sort of the primary meaning is goodness and sacrifice. And then I'm looking up something else here because I see that a related number in this study is 1717, which is what my daughters got the other day that they told me about.
Right.
Because I got a receipt with the bill, 1717. I see that that's a related number. And the primary meaning of that is the will of God. So, you know, really strong themes.
Mm-hmm. It's the will of God, we fly soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, he just keeps, I don't, whatever you want to call it, he's definitely,
mm-hmm.
oh golly,
Freddy.
Another related. Now this is interesting too. If you're familiar, there's the sum of a number, it's like a function. So the sum of 17 is the, all of the numbers added from 1 to 17. And the sum of 17 is 153, which is like the 153 fish.
Yeah.
At the end of John, where Jesus is on the beach and tells them to cast their net out, and they end up with 153 fish.
Right.
So that's always been considered kind of a saved church number. And that's another one of, numerically or in Scripture, one of the other related numbers. The sum of 17 is 153. Wow.
Wow. Doug, yeah, see all this stuff?
And I don't memorize all this stuff, but sometimes I go look it up because when you start to see strong connections or strong themes, then
mm-hmm.
you can begin to discern some of what he's saying. But anyway, so... He's definitely making his point. I don't know how much more ramping up there is to do, but you know, honestly,
right.
I'm to the point where, you know, I keep trying to sort of converse with him more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm to the point now where I'm getting the sense that I'm just sort of living it rather than. It's more of a walk than it is just a word thing. It's
right.
You know, it's almost like he's not saying as much to me because
me neither.
It's more about just it's like what we do every day is more ordained by him from the beginning, and we're just bypassing the whole word process. It's very. I mean, it's just. That's the sense that I'm getting out of it, because it's like the more I try, it's like, no, you're where I want you. I don't need to say anything. And I'm not saying that, you know,
exactly.
about myself. But.
Don't feel alone. I have the same feeling. It's like he's there, but it's not a lot of talking or anything. It's just his presence is there. It's a quieter time.
Yeah,
but it's not any sense of
probably.
Being away from him. It's just,
mm-hmm.
it's different.
Yeah.
There's
that's
a reason for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more like it's like he's more in me.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, he doesn't have to say as much to me. Is that a good way?
Yeah. Right. 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 Yeah. I hear you. We hear you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad somebody
you're not
else
alone.
Said that.
You're not alone.
Yeah, I'm glad because I didn't think there was anything wrong with it, but I didn't know if anybody else would understand what I was saying.
No, you're right.
Because it's happening to others.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel he's just very quiet.
God's got me speaking in tongues a lot, but I mean,
yeah.
I think I'm just praying for things I don't really know what I'm praying for.
Well, the Holy Spirit's praying within you.
Yeah.
I know. For the last couple of months, I've had a significantly increased tendency to pray in tongues when I'm speaking out to him, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Or sing. Mm-hmm. I love to sing. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, but there's a quietness, but his presence is there, and it's just like we're all just waiting, like we're just all waiting. Does that make sense? We're like,
It's almost like time is still, you know. Like, I'll go places and I'll see clocks, and I just notice that all the clocks aren't moving, or, like, I'll notice that my clock's not working, or it's, like, just everything is, like, time is just standing still, you know.
Right. It's like a calm before the storm, or, I don't know how to describe it.
Alana just put in chat, yes, Pat acquired her time. And, you know, since you've said that, I would almost say I feel that around me.
Yeah.
I've heard one or two people say that the night seems more still than what they would recall. There's like a greater sense of stillness
and
overnight.
And
sometimes in the day, too. Yeah, I've experienced that. Even in the last couple of years, not just recently, but now I would almost say, like, I feel that around me right now, not even being outside. I just...
Yeah, definitely. It's a quietness. He's there, but it's a quietness. It's like an anticipation of just waiting for something, like, just get ready. Just, you know, things are going to happen, and don't get upset. Like, I'm here with you. We're just, like, waiting for the final... Hi, honey. Waiting for the final moments or something. I don't know.
Well, you're right.
Judy, we can't hear you.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Juju.
Love you guys.
Hey,
love you, Bryce. Come.
Yes. Come,
right.
Jesus, come.
Oh, it's
come.
That's right. Come.
8:28. Oh, boy.
Yep. Love you,
Jesus,
guys.
Love you, too.
I love you. We're out of here.
Love you, too.
Yeah.
Don't get the next train. Just keep looking up.
Yeah. This one back into
you
the station.
You know,
the weirdest thing.
Raina's dream that God gave her, I don't know if she posted it in chat, but it lines up with this Sunday. He gave her dream some time ago that we'd be gone by this Sunday. Very cool.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Are you feeling the quietness too, or no?
We're saying we just feel a quietness
in the day, like, we're just like awaiting for something. Like, he's not talking a whole lot to us. It's just like he's there, but it's a quietness. It's just, it's different.
I've had that. I know what you're talking about. It's just like peace. It's just
peace
and satisfaction. Yeah. I'm all excited. I'm like, I know he's coming, but I'm an In-N-Out Burger right now. I'm like in the drive-through waiting for a burger, so I'm thinking about a burger.
Oh, sure. You're normal.
But, you know, I would love to get raptured with a burger in my hand. Come on now.
We're all going to attack you and take it away.
Yeah. I know.
Until I can lick the pizzas. We have to have Judy's burger.
Oh, my goodness.
Say, well, I love you guys.
Love you too.
Oh, yeah,
show's
over.
Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Okay, hang in there. Lord Jesus, come.
That's right. Amen.
Good.